A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Kuf Chaf Beis, Yevamos 122b, pagination 244, the final page of Maseches Yevamos, dealing with the topic of Aguna, a woman whose husband has disappeared, and we're looking to prove if indeed her husband has passed away and she can therefore remarry. Counting up from the bottom of the page, about 15 lines, the first word on the line, Maisa, there was a story, and we'll give a practical example of how this testimony works. Ba'adam Echad, there was one person, Shabalafnei Reb Tarfon, he came in front of Reb Tarfon, Lohayed Edus Isha, to say testimony regarding a woman, meaning he's saying Edus testimony regarding her husband in a way that would affect her in a very big way. Omar lo, Reb Tarfon says, Bini, heyach ata yodea edus zu, how do you know this testimony that you are about to say that's being called edus isha, the testimony that will affect the woman? Omar lo, he said, anivahu, I and him, meaning this woman's husband, hayinu holchem baderech, we were going on the way. And a bunch of soldiers, a troop, were racing after us, presumably to hurt us. And this man that I was with grabbed on to a fig branch. He removed it. And he was able to ward off the troop by his valiant efforts. Amartilo, I said to him, Yeyasher kochacho aryeh, good going. May your strength be straightened and enhanced, you lion-like person. Omali, he said to me, Yafa kivanta lishmi. You know, you got my name right. Apparently they had not done introductions yet. He says, you got my name right. Shekach korino sobi'iri. That's what they call me in my city. Yochanan ben Yonasan Aryeh de Mikfar Shechya. Presumably his name was Yochanan ben Yonasan in terms of legally, his name and his father's name, and they nicknamed him Aryeh. That's Kach Korino Sebi'iri. That's what they call me. They call me the lion de Mikfar Shechya from this city, from this village. Liyamim. And then, a few days later, Chala Umeis, the man who now introduced himself to me, got sick and he died. And therefore, I want to say testimony that I know the man's name and I know that he died. Amalo, Reb Tarfon said to him, Lokach Amartali, didn't you tell me that it was Yochanan ben Yonasan de Mikfar Shechya Aryeh? His name is Yochanan Yonasan from the village of Shechya Aryeh. And Reb Tarfon was trying to check that he really had the name right. Amalei, and the man responded on target, Lo, no, that's not what I said. Elakacha Marti Loch, this is what I said. Yochanan ben Yonasan Aryeh, that his name was Yochanan ben Yonasan Aryeh, the Mikvar Shechyan, and he's from the village, as we described, v'diktikulav shnayim shlosha pa'amim, and Reb Tarfon checked into him a few times, v'kivenes devarav, and the man was accurate, v'hisi Reb Tarfon es ishto, and Reb Tarfon allowed his wife to get married. The Gemara tells us, tanoihi, this entire topic of how far you cross-examine a witness when it comes to edus noshim, allowing a woman to remarry, is a significant disagreement. D'tanya, as we learned, Ein botkin eide noshim bedrisha v'chakira divir Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says you don't do drisha v'chakira, cross-examination on a witness in such a case. And our Gemara seems to indicate v'Reb Tarfon omer botkin, and Reb Tarfon says you would. In halacha, it's brought that we paskin, you do not do derisha v'chakira, but you would do enough questioning to make sure that there's not a mistake. And therefore, to a certain extent, what Reb Tarfon did is very much in line with the way we would paskin. He wants to make sure the guy's not making a mistake, that he got the name right. It's a long name. On the other hand, that he did it multiple times, presumably, would already be beyond what we would typically do, because we're not looking to trip the witness up. On the contrary, we're looking to make things easy and smooth, mishum iguna, to allow the woman to remarry if we have reasonable verification. V'kamifligi b'drabi Chanina. And this whole discussion hinges on Rabbi Chanina. Da'omer Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina taught, Devar Torah echad dini mamonis v'echad dini nefashos b'durisha v'chakira. Really, both financial issues and capital offenses should all require cross-examination. Shenema mishpat echad yihi yalochem. Everything should have the same requirements. But why did the rabbis say that we should not cross-examine when it comes to financial things? They were talking about the classic type case where a person is not going to loan money if he knows that his witnesses are going to be cross-examined. And therefore, across the board, or almost across the board, many, many financial issues, we rule, do not require cross-examination the way a capital offense would require cross-examination. Over my komifligi, knowing this statement for Rabbi Chanina, how does it play out regarding Edus Isha, regarding the testimony for the woman, whether or not she can remarry? Mar Savar Kevin Deika Ksuba Lemishkal Kidini Mamanis Dami. One opinion says we compare it to financial things because she's going to get her Ksuba if her husband is dead. Or Mar Savar Kevin Dekosharina Neshes Ishla Alma Kidini Nefashos Dami. And the other approach is that because we're allowing her to remarry, it's like a capital offense. It's stating that if she's now with a different man, it's not considered a capital offense. So to change her status halachically in that way requires cross-examination. Again, as we mentioned, we would not be cross-examining. We compare this to the case of Mamanis with the consideration of Iguna, lest she not be able to remarry. We take the testimony on face value, unless the rabbis presiding detect din meruma, they detect that something is not quite right, in which case they would be obligated to do the necessary cross-examination until they're satisfied that indeed the testimony is valid. The final statement of the Masechta, which shows up at the end of other Masechtas as well, is a bit enigmatic. Why is it stated over here? Let's read it first, and I'd like to offer an innovative insight. Amar Rabbi Loza, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Loza said in the name of Rabbi Chanina, Tamidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. Torah scholars, they increase peace in the world. Shene'emar, as the Pasuk says, V'chol banayich limudei Hashem, for Avshalom Banayich, that the result of Torah study and being students of Torah is Shalom. Various explanations have been given as to why this is here. I'd like to suggest, perhaps, that the Masechta, Yevamos, is a bit of a difficult Masechta, and I'm not talking about keeping track of the family tree and the need for diagrams. But it's a difficult Masechta. It's a Masechta that's founded on the concept of Yibum, which means that a man has to have died without children. That's heavy. And that's the concept of Yibum, to try to restore, because his lack of legacy is considered in Torah so significant that we need to take action, if possible. Also, in the very end of the Masechta, we're dealing with Igun, a woman whose husband disappeared, and we're trying to verify, you know, the mazel tov is when you find out the man's dead. It's not exactly such simple Gemara. It's heavy. It's difficult. It's topics that are coming with connotations that we would normally be very cautious of. There is, for example, an opinion among some not to learn the laws of Avelus, the laws of mourning, because they, so to speak, don't want it to rub off. They don't want to learn those laws because it refers to someone's passing and someone's in mourning, and they don't want to get involved with that. And perhaps that's the message over here at the end of the Masechta, that toiling in these sugyas will result in good, will result in shalom, because the endeavor going in of Yibum is to try to create a legacy for, yes, it was a tragedy, but we're trying to fix things. And likewise with Igun, we're looking to prove that the man's dead, but not in a negative way. We're looking to prove what we can so that the woman should not be stuck, chained, and unable to move forward. And therefore, the Gemara concludes, Tamidei Chachamim, by involving oneself with Talmudic scholars, delving even into this Masechta, Marbim Shalom Ba'olam, the power of Torah is to bring shalom and positive energy into the world. Hadron Allah Maseches Yevamos, we daven for the opportunity to learn the Masechta more thoroughly in the future. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.